الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day the child is born, each and every human being is engaged in a constant conflict and battle. However, this is such a conflict that it has been predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no matter how powerful an individual may be, financially it may be a ruler, it may be a conqueror, militarily, scientifically, technologically, whatever a human being has at his disposal, this is one conflict that no human being will be successful in. The conflict that I'm referring to, and unfortunately many may be wondering that what I'm talking about. What conflict? What battle? We are not even aware of it. But the battle and conflict that every human being is engaged in is a conflict against time. This is one war no one can win. In fact, if it was possible for any human being to be victorious in this battle against time, like the poet puts it, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدُ. That if this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah unequivocally, directly addresses His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran with the expression, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. That you, my beloved, will drink from the cup of death. And every one of them will die. Every human being, from the time he has entered this world, is facing this relentless motion, inexorable movement, which Quran encapsulates in this expression, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day is followed by night, night is followed by day, day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. And the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months of our lives, just like a block of ice, inexorably is melting away in the heat of the sun. Like that, our time in this world is slipping away. This vessel of time is such a vessel that its movement is unique. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, the car goes forward. Aeroplane moves forward, a ship moves forward, anything. You give energy to it, it moves forward. Yet this is one vessel that its movement is backwards. Hasan Basri rahimahullah explains it in the following manner. He says, Al-mawtu ma'akudun binawasikum wa dunya tutwa mi waraikum. He says, moth and death has caught you by your forelock, it's in front of you. And this world, this life is being wrapped up behind you. Unfortunately, majority of us are in this deception. We feel the movement of time is something a person is gaining. movement of time is not a gain, it's a loss. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu encourages us to ponder and reflect over this movement of time where he says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He says, why don't you observe? Why don't you ponder and reflect over the movement of day and night? What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ. Every new thing is being made old. Every distant thing, it seems almost yesterday, the child was born. The parents in their mind's eye are envisaging the day my son or my daughter will get married, my son will graduate. So-called milestones that at that time appear to be very far away. Yet how quickly the time moves. How quickly what we thought is a long way away is already yesterday. Like that qiyamah. Like that, the day when we will meet Allah, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. You think it is very far away. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, no, it is very, very near. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. How many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam and oath on aspects of time? وَالْفَجْر, by the oath of the daybreak. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَّرْ, by the oath of the night as it passes. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصَرْ, by the oath of time itself. Not only time, not only aspects of time, those portents of Allah's creation which bring time into existence. And by which time is measured, Allah takes oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths, Allah is taking. Why? So many oaths, so many qasams. In order to conscientize you and I. That know and understand that not only is your gold and your silver and your dollars and your pounds valuable. Not only is your jewelry valuable, you want to protect what you perceive to be valuable, your precious assets, put it in a bank vault, put it in a safety deposit box. You want to hide from the tax man, put it underneath the mattress. Person loses a job today, you can get another job tomorrow. You lose some wealth, you may recover the loss, you can earn it again tomorrow. But which safety deposit box, which bank vault, which huge safe are you going to use to lock up time? How are you going to stop this tick, 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 tick of the clock? Every human being, every day, is breathing in and out subconsciously. Subconsciously, every human being breathes in and out 20,000 times. One day take a tasbih and check. Plus minus 20,000 times we are breathing in and out. We are not even conscious of it. What is happening? What is this human being taking in when he breathes in? He's taking in oxygen which is pure. The average human being breathes in 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. When he breathes out, what is his contribution? He has taken out something pure from the environment. What does he give back? He gives back carbon dioxide, which is a poison. Take something pure, returns it with something impure. Plus or minus 7 billion human beings on the surface of the earth. Each one is taking out of the atmosphere plus or minus 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. Yet, the level of oxygen remains constant, 21%. If it had to go up another 2%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. Another 2%, 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Where's the regulator? Where's the funnel? How does it remain constant at 21%? Allah has put those tiny leaves on the tree. If you look at that leaf, the color is green. The sand is brown, water is colorless, the branches. Or the trunk of the tree is brown. Where does the green come from? It has to be green. There's a reason for it. In order to carry out its function or its task, It is said the light of the sun or the energy of the sun, if it is divided into 200 million parts, one part, a particular wavelength, a particular frequency is passing through the ozone layer and reaching this earth. It strikes the leaf, that tiny leaf. Each leaf is a chemical plant which Allah has created. In it, a complex chemical reaction is taking place to replicate that. You would need one of the most advanced chemical laboratories of the world. What is it doing? It is, through a process of photosynthesis, converting the light of the sun and producing what? Producing oxygen to replace the oxygen that you have taken out from the atmosphere. Inside this human being, the lungs of each person contain 150 million air sacs. It is said if you open up the lungs of a person, it will fill an entire football field. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen. Allah put the system in place, the respiratory system, before you were even born. So that each time you take a breath, each ah, each sigh, each second of your life in this world is a reminder that understand how valuable that time is. How precious that time is. Allah has taken all these oaths, all these customs to make you understand that not only is your pound or oil or dollars or gold and silver and diamonds valuable, but wallah, more valuable than that is time. Time, unfortunately, as we mentioned earlier, we feel the progression or the movement of time is something that we are gaining. It is not a gain, it is a loss. Take the trouble of visiting the graveyard. This is why we are encouraged on a Friday, visit the graveyard. Stand in front of those graves of relatives that we know. Some places they have a nameplate with a date. Look at that date. 2012, 2007, 2008, 2011. How many years have passed? How quickly has the time not passed? كَأَلَّمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا خُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَدَّةً فِي التَّبَادُلِ. Like Abdullah bin Qurz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the famous poem which he recited in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he speaks of the movement of time, that relative, we cried yesterday when that person passed away. Yet with the passage of time, it is as if no relation exists. We've forgotten about them completely. Living in a different era, different period. Like one alim mentions, he says, I visited a graveyard for one janaza. Then there was a youngster, his father had passed away recently. I said, take me to your father's grave, I'll make some fatiha. The youngster points to a grave, the uncle says from behind, hey, bhai, that's not your father's grave, your father's grave is that side. How many commands of Allah that father probably broke to fulfill the desires of that same youngster? How quickly has the time not passed, like the poet says, inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innamar ribhu wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al aam fa hiya kinayatun wa shatrun an fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatr umrin qad inqada. He says, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. As if it is something you have gained. وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَرِ. Yet every passing day is doing what? Taking you closer to your mort. Taking you closer to your death. Taking you closer to that 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground. We've forgotten about it. We are living our lives oblivious to it. Consider the plans of the future that this human being is making. Consider how many years ahead he is planning. Sometimes to his children, then to his grandchildren we are planning. Yet what guarantee do we have? Look at those name plates in that graveyard. Look at those years. 3 years, 5 years, 10 years have passed. How many more years do I have? When janazah was going, someone asked Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, that whose janazah is that? He looked at that person and he said, brother, that is your janazah. That is your janazah, and if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janazah. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَغْرُودٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَغْرُودٍ Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, observe this moment of time, every distant thing is brought near, every new thing is made old, and every promise of Allah is made a reality. What promise? كُلِّ مَغْرُودٍ What promise? That which Quran says, وَلَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ There is a promised time, the time of your mort, the time of your death, the time of your departure from this world. How often we hear this expression, I escaped from the jaws of death. I was lucky. A few minutes earlier, a few minutes later, I would have been gone. This is a testimony of our nadani, of our foolishness. Mort, death had not bared its claws. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَبْصَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ Like the poet says, when mort and death bears its claws, there's no question of extension. It's not a coincidence, there's no chance. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ There is a promised time, and when that time comes, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ There will be no extension. Not 1 second's extension. Fudayl bin Ayaz rahimullah, he sees one person, asked him, bhai, brother, tell me, kam ata alayka min umrik, how old are you? Person says, sittuna sana, I'm 60 years of age. Smiles at him and he says, mundu sittina sana, mundu sittina sana, tasiru ila rabbik. Yushiku an tasir? He says, oh my brother, for the last 60 years, you are on a journey, on a train of life. Don't you think that the time for you to meet your Allah is coming near? Don't you think that the vessel is moving? Is not your destination coming nearer? Inna lanafrahu bilayami naftawha. The poet says you are celebrating the movement of time. Yet every passing day, every passing month, every passing year is taking you closer to your mort and your death. New year is not a cause of celebration. Birthday is not a cause of celebration. The hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are recognized and recorded, unfortunately, for majority of us, have become a cause of celebration. Recently, I visited one relative. He said, I came from a birthday party. I said, how old was the person whose party you went to? He says, 60 years of age. One wonders, how are you going to fit 60 candles in the birthday cake? And then a 60-year-old man, when he tries to blow out the 60 candles, his respiratory system being such, whether he'll get blown out first or the candles will get blown out, that also is doubtful. Yet we are celebrating. Celebrating what? Someone loses 100,000 pounds. He has a party. By what happened? What are you celebrating? He says, I lost 100,000 pounds. What will you say? You lost your marbles. Pagal ho chuka. What's wrong with you? How can you celebrate the move? How can you celebrate a loss? Have we gained something? A passing year is not a gain. It's a wake-up call. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجْلِ فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ He says, exert yourself, utilize yourself, make this time valuable. Make this life valuable. Why? Because profit and loss is not how big your bank balance is. That cover and that grave is calling out every day. Anabaytul dood, anabaytul zulma, anabaytul wahda, anabaytul wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of darkness. I am the home of fear. You are coming to me. Prepare yourself. You are coming to me. Prepare yourself. That hole is not a hole in the ground. No. It is sandukul amal. It is sandukul amal. It is a collection and a testimony of how the life and time in this world was utilized. إِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ Allah's qasam. Profit and loss is not the size of your bank balance. It's not how many investment properties you have. Wallah, profit and loss is your amal. How this time was utilized. Unfortunately, what is our attitude to time? People sit in front of the shaitan box, hours and hours, father, mother and children looking at zina taking place. What we say, we're whiling away the time. Passing time. Frivolous amusement activities. There we want extra time. Novels, 500, 600, 700 pages. Hours and hours. May what guzar raha. I'm passing time as if that time has no value. As if we are able to get it back. How much longer are we going to continue in this ghaflat and this negligence? Wallah, the whole world, we sense a euphoric atmosphere at the moment. Matric ball, graduation ceremony, year-end party, anniversary, new year. And all these activities are linked with what? With masiyat, with the disobedience of Allah. Wine and liquor flows freely. Music, entertainment, intermingling of men and women. What are we celebrating? And have we become that blind jamaat that doesn't have an imam? That doesn't have a guide? Who has shown us a way? Have we not been given a mode of conduct which in fact is a lesson to the rest of humanity? That no one understands every passing year is not a cause of celebration. It is an exercise to conscientize ourselves that have I prepared for meeting Allah? What is the type of life that I am living? What is the legacy that I am going to leave behind? Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have become an ummah that is motivated by what? By occasions. In fact, if you look at it closely, January or December is not our new year. What is our new year? Our new year is Muharram. But what happens in Muharram? 10 days to some extent, the supreme qurbani and sacrifice of the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, is remembered. Week's time will be Rabiul Awwal, 10 or 12 days, some nazam, some naat, few seerah, majalis and gatherings. Few occasions we'll have. We'll remember those occasions, but not one person makes tawbah. Not one person changes his life. Not one person takes the sabak. First of Muharram, our new year was what? Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. Ulama say every Sahabi was murid. He desired hidayat. He desired Islam. Allah gave him hidayat. There was one Sahabi that was murad. His hidayat was intended and desired by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the product of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aizzal Islam bi ahad al-amarain. O Allah, honor and strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. Umar bin Hisham, Abu Jahl, or Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala. Such a personality, time is limited, we can't even go into the details. But Kamil Shahadat, Kamil Shahadat, on the Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi, at the time of Fajr, he is stabbed by Firoz Abu Lulu Mal'un. Next 3 or 4 days, in and out of consciousness, he was stabbed on the 26th or the 27th of Zulhijjah. He remained ill, terminally ill. Each time he would regain consciousness, what was the first question he would ask? Has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? And what he would say, that la harza fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no share or portion in Islam for the one who will not perform his salah. It was the first of Muharram that Mubarak personality's body was placed in the ground where? At the feet of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is new year for us? A reminder! Take the sabak, take the lesson. Don't be an ummah of rituals. Muharram. Those personalities. What was their maqam and status? Burayda radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of the hadith. Allah in the Kaseer rahimullah has mentioned it in his Bilaya wa Nihaya. The Kana Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhtubuna. That it was the day of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving khutbah. When a khutbah is going on, it is compulsory not to engage in any other activity. Such is the maqam of khutbah. Of Jummah. Yet, Allah's Rasul suddenly stops the khutbah. Gets off the minbar and starts walking towards the entrance of the masjid. Sahaba are shocked. What has happened? إِذْ جَاءَ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ يَمْشِيَانُ وَيَعْثُرَانُ The two little babies, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, had come into the masjid. They were too small to walk, so they were walking and crawling. Got off the minbar, went to them, picked them up, came back to the minbar. Sat on the minbar and said, Sadaqallah. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. May Allah spoke the truth, your wealth and your children will be a test for you. Nazartu ila hadaini sabiyain yamshiyan wa ya'thuran falam asbir hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. He said, I saw my two little babies, my love for them was such I could not contain myself. Till I did not interrupt my khutbah and fetch them. Such maqam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Kharaja Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his home. On his two shoulders were the two grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein. هَذَا عَلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ الْوَاحِدِ وَهَذَا عَلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ الْآخَرِ وَهُوَ يَلْثَمُ هَذَا مَرَّةً وَهَذَا مَرَّةً One on one shoulder, the other on the other shoulder. He would kiss one, then kiss the other. Such overt, public displays of affection for one's children or offspring was anathema, unheard of amongst the Arabs. They would consider this to be again, social norm or etiquette for a leader to display in public his affection for his children. So one elderly person, shocked, looks at this and says, Ya Rasulullah, innaka latuhibbuhuma? You love them? He said, Wallahi inni uhibbuhuma. Allah's qasam, I love them. And then what did he say? Man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani. Wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani. The one who loves them loves me. And the one who hates them hates me. That maqam, that status. What is New Year? Muharram, 10th of Muharram. It was the 10th of Muharram, 61st year of Hijrah. A Friday, the boiling sands of Karbala. On the one side, 72 in total was the Jamaat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Amongst them, 16. What we call Ale Rasul, direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Flowers! Right hand side flag bearer Zuhair bin Qain. Left hand side flag bearer Habib bin Mutahir. In the middle was his brother Abbas bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sends Zuhair bin Qain that go to Shimmer. Shimmer was leading the army 3,000 strong against 72. Says, go to Shimmer! And tell him to halt the battle. Why? Why? Why halt? Because the time for Salah had come. The time for Salah had come. This was that personality. The night before, on the Thursday night, while leaning on his staff, he dozes off. Makes ziyarat of his grandfather, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his dream, and his grandfather says, إِنَّكَ لَتَرُوحُ إِلَيْنَا The time for you to come to us is near. This is that personality, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, is giving khutbah in Kufa. All of a sudden he looks up, Hussein radiallahu anhu enters the masjid, he addresses the gathering, and he says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَى سَيِّدِ الشَّبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَى هَذَا سَمِعْتُ هَذَا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ He says, any one of you who wants to see one of the leaders of the youth of Jannat in this world, look at this person that walked into the masjid. I have heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That maqam and status, yet the battle is halted for salah. And the Muslim businessman of today in the month of December, what he says? My shop was too busy. The college student says, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks off. This is why I made my salah qada. The housewife was busy with the shopping. Frivolous, trivial excuses. On that altar, salah is made qada. The commands of Allah are broken. And what do we say? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is very forgiving, very merciful. My respected brothers, if that is a basis to destroy the commands of Allah, then remove this entire incident from the annals of the history of Islam. Remove the qurbani and sacrifice of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the history of Islam. Remove the rich legacy of qurbani and sacrifice through which this deen reached us. These incidents are there to tell us what? That Allah's jannat is not cheap. Allah's jannat is not cheap. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahimahullah, once you use a public toilet, someone says, give a few pennies, you have to pay. Starts crying. They say, why are you crying? He says, this is the home of najasat shayateen. Filth. I can't enter here for free. How am I going to enter Allah's jannat for free? Ala inna silat Allahi ghaliya. Ala inna silat Allahi al-jannah. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, Allah's prize is expensive. Allah's prize is jannah. Jannah is not cheap. Qurbani has to be given. This ummah has to become the role model and representatives of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What qurbani didn't he give? Look at the qurbani given by his family members. Shimr says the battle will not be halted. What does he do? There only 52 remained at that time. He divides them. 26 face the enemy, 26 make the salah, even in that condition. 3 days, the water had been cut off. How did they make the wudu? With their own blood, made tayammum with the sand. What type of salah then must have been? These were those personalities. Till qiyamah, from that day onwards, the world will not see such personalities. What type of salah, what type of sajda they must have made? Someone with his face bleeding, chest bleeding, back bleeding, hand cut off. By the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. But the command of Allah was not sacrificed. December has come. New year has come. Another wake up call of the movement of time has come. The whole world is celebrating. They call it, they invite for what? New year resolutions. Let us make resolution also. Let us make resolution also. Not of what? Not the squandering of the commands of Allah. Make a resolution to bring Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commands in our life. Make resolution to change the direction of our life. This ummah today has become the target of negative propaganda in every direction. Why? What was the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What does Allah say in the Quran? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah could have used any other word. But what word does Quran use? Allah says, O my Habib, you are nothing إِلَّا. You are nothing and nothing else but what? Rahmat and mercy. For who? للمسلمين? No. Quran does not say you are a mercy for the Muslims. No! Allah says you are a Muslim for every person that will walk on this earth till Qiyamah. Your entire life is a legacy of rahmat and mercy, compassion and kindness. Take the thermometer and look within each one of us, my respected brothers, in our business, in our conduct, in our interaction with one another, in our concern for our fellow human being. How much have we become a mercy? How much have we become a compassion? Because that day is coming and that court is coming. This tick, tick, tick of the clock. This one more year that has passed is taking us towards that court. Which court? There the criteria will not be what color you are, or what language you spoke, or how big your bank balance was, or what financial legacy you left behind. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, there will only be one criteria. And what will that criteria be? How much did you adopt the mold and example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How much was Allah's commands in your life? How much were you dictated or motivated by taqwa, by the fear of Allah? In your dressing, each time you open your mouth, in your movements, in your actions, with your wife, with your children, with society, with your neighbors, with each person, do you fear Allah? Do you have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of you? Another year has passed. Another chance Allah is giving us. How many have left us already? How many have left us already? My respected brothers, I am reiterating what I am saying. This wake-up call for us that another year has passed is not a cause of celebration. It is a cause of reflection. It is a time for us to ponder, to make this life valuable, to make this time valuable. And how will it become valuable? By us adopting the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that, effort is taking place. Jamaats are going out in the path of Allah. Exhortations are made. Ulama are made. What for? For this ummah to turn the clock of our life back 14 centuries ago to the beautiful, perfect, wonderful atmosphere and environment of Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To that even also, inshallah, in this masjid on Sunday, there will be a fikr taking place for our youth. Ash-shababu shu'batun min al-junoon, like the poet says, what is youth? He says, one branch of madness. Why? Because at that time, everything is on 100% level. Energy, vigor is on 100% level. Utilize your youth. Utilize that precious time that Allah has given you, which will not come back again. Utilize it for Allah, for His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the first benefit? What is the first benefit? What is the first benefit? Allah says, I will shade you underneath the shade of my arsh when there will be no other shade besides the shade of my arsh. شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. For that an effort is taking place. Humble effort, appeal is made. Let us encourage our youngsters to try and attend this gathering and go out in the path of Allah. The whole world may be doing masiyat. Utilize this period to take us closer to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah